I recall in some of your writings, you referred to such terms as such as the hierarchy of vibration or the hierarchy of sound, music, and energy. What do you mean by that?
Well, a lot of people get stuck in one area, whether it's frequencies, you know, or music or energy. There's a whole hierarchy of vibration that I've discovered, and I explain in my book. And it's really pure frequencies do very specific things to the body for specific organs. If you match those frequencies, you can actually resonate that part of the body into health. If you find a disease like cancer, you can find its resonant frequency, turn the volume up and blow it up, which is like ultrasound, right? Mm-hmm. So frequencies can be very powerful, especially if you get the right frequency of your soul, where you can go into a place where you're completely one with the universe. That can be a portal to like the ultimate, where you know all and you're one with the universe. But a bunch of frequencies make up a timbre, right? And a timbre is a sound. It's either any instrument sound or any syllable that you can make. So it's like when Anthony Holland was finding the frequencies to destroy cancer cells, he found that it took multiple frequencies, not just one frequency, to actually do it. So, you know, or a Tibetan bowl has its own tonality that is multiple frequencies, or an alchemy bowl, which is a crystal frosted bowl with different metals that or crystals that create different harmonic structures or a different tonality that does different things to you that brings that crystal energy into you. But then you got multiple musical intervals. Multiple musical timbre or multiple sounds or timbres, which create a musical interval or a chord. And that's the relationship of everything in the universe, whether it's a relationship of two organs in the body, two plants, two planets, two crystals, or two souls or two people, right? And that's another way to look at it. And then the highest level just about is the when you add time, you get musical flow. And now you get you get melody, you get rhythms. And the whole thing about musical flow is it's all about smooth flow. If you don't have smooth flow in the body, you're going to be shaky. If you don't have smooth flow in your circulatory system, you could have a heart attack. If you don't have smooth flow in your in your digestive system, all types of problems could happen. So it's all about smooth flow, including in the meridians. And it's all about smooth flow in an interview as well. Right? But then the highest level is energy. If you bring energy or intention to any sound at any level, which would could be you know, frequencies, timbres, musical intervals, or music, then it's a whole new ballgame. That's really cool. Now, what's interesting is music therapy focuses on music and the actual sounds, the timbres. Whereas in sound healing, we actually add in specific frequencies and also energy as well, or intention. And all of these levels, when you look at the whole perspective and use the whole perspective at once, the flow is the whole deal. The frequencies and the timbres are just components or particles that break up the flow, right? When you have a blockage. So you're trying to find either what to break up, how you can use a frequency or timbre to break up a blockage, like, or you can harmonize that part, frequency or timbre, into harmony so it will receive and transmit the flow, right? But all of this, all these levels work at the physical level for disease and for pain, at the mental level for brainwave entrainment, at the emotional level to release stuck emotions and transform negative emotions that are chaotic, and breaking down your system, and also at the spiritual level. It's all about stability or consistency of flow. And consistency of flow is stable. If you look at it from the frequency perspective, it's about instead of a buzz, it's about ooh. If you look at it from the music level, it's really about flow, smoothness of flow, right? And so, if we're looking at a brain injury, to bring it home, what we can look at, instead of what the frequency of the brain or the rhythm of the brain is, which is what a lot of people look at now, you could look at what is the frequency of each lobe. What are the musical interval relationships between the parts of that brain? What is the rhythm going across the brain, which you can see with EEG? And then we could actually find the melody that is where the brain is actually healthy, right? And then entrain it. I mean, you could use acupuncture points or electrodes and actually entrain that brain into its healthy flow with all of its musical notes and frequencies and components and timbres. Same with the body. The cells are like the frequencies. A bunch of cells make up a timbre, which is an organ. The relationship between the organs are musical intervals. And then we've got the flow through all the different parts of the system and ultimately your soul song. Right? So ultimately, what we're looking for, where we're headed, is to find that template of perfection, which is with all the frequencies and all the timbres and flow for you, which would be best if we found it when you're a baby, as long as we don't kill you, right?
To be avoided.
And then put it in your phone and be able to resonate you into your template of perfection at any time. And I'm not kidding. This is where the new medicine is going. We've actually set up the Genome Project to actually be able to find every frequency, every timbre, all the relationships, and ultimately one day, the actual flows through the 11 different systems in each person, right? Which those could be different from person to person. And that project is an open resource project. Anybody can submit information as long as they tell us how they found the actual information, what type of research they did, and then it will be shared with everybody. This is the basis of a new medicine, right? A new medicine where we can heal people. So you go in, you go, oh, I've got this going on. They say, okay, here, we can either use this frequency to break it up or harmonize it into a flow, and now 15 minutes, a half hour later, you go home and there are no side effects. This is incredible.